Like Chinese opening of the Lord, how can one perform his duty by responding to the shelter of the Supreme Lord? Generally, the mind in this material world gets into a plan making mode of how I can gratify myself along with my assistants who are the senses. Mind always looks for enjoyment and satisfaction without bothering about the result of the Supreme Lord. How can such a mind be tuned to pleasure? Because the nature of the mind is to always look forward, look around, and look behind for some gratification. How can such a mind be specialized? How can such a mind be given the feeling of need for shelter of Krishna when we chant the holy name? So there are many solutions given in scriptures. One of this solution is this one. He said when we wake up in the morning, very early morning, the first thing we should think when we get up from the bed is to visualize the picture of Gajendra being captured by a crocodile and raising his head up above and loudly calling out Lord Narayana. Narayana Akhila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste! Like that he shouted. Oh Lord Narayana, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Guru of the whole universe, I am offering my obeisances to you. So he could not be saved by his relatives and friends and demigods and all those different people. So he took shelter. So I have heard this from other paramparas also. Even I heard Prabhupada saying the same thing. That early morning when one gets up from the bed, one should visualize this picture of Gajendra taking shelter of Lord Narayana. And we should know, even Shankaracharya, when he was a 6-year-old boy, when he wanted to take sannyas, he went into the river, one Somali river, and he went in the middle of the river and put his leg inside the mouth of a crocodile and told his mother, "The crocodile of samsara is not leaving me, and I want to take sannyas." And then he said, "If I don't take sannyas, then I will die," he said. His mother said, "You take sannyas or you do whatever you want, but I don't want the crocodile to catch you." And in the minute the crocodile vanished. So the crocodile of samsara vanishes when one takes shelter of the Supreme Lord. That's actually the meaning. So in his prayer, Vijayendra said, Yakashanesho parinontakoragan prachanda vega avidhavato vrusham bhitam prapannam paripati adbhayar mrityu pradhavatyaranam tamimani. He says, Yakashana. Kashana means probably everyone in this world does not know about the Supreme Lord, who is Adokshita, invisible to our eyes. Or probably they do not believe in the Supreme Lord, that somebody like that exists. Because all living entities, their heads are lowered down, busy, straight with the three modes, engaged in different kinds of worldly activities. How can they lift up their head and see the indefeatable, indestructible, supreme, unconquerable, invincible Supreme Lord standing there and in awarding rewards and punishments to all living entities? All living entities are blinded by their mad desire for sense gratification. They don't even look up and see the Supreme Lord, nor can they conceive of him. That's why he says, Yakashanesho Balino. Balina means, although the living entities do not know that such a God exists, yet the Supreme Lord is powerful and influential, he says. He's extremely powerful and influential. How? He says, he exists as the black serpent which moves very swiftly. That moves. And chasing after everybody right behind a person. Right from the time the living entity gets the body. From birth to death, you will find everyone's body is changing from childhood to boyhood to youth to old age. And then up to the point of death, the serpent of time chases us until it swallows us very swiftly, without leaving anybody's scope to continue living forever. That's a uraga. He says, uraga means a snake. Prachanda vega, abhidhavato purusha. Prachanda vega means very fastly. Like people with clean faces, they get wrinkled faces. People who are very young and have chubby cheeks, very clean faces, you find they turn into old people. And the old people are not allowed to live. That's into the graveyard. And the graveyard also, they can't have their body. That's turned into a pile of ashes. So any sadhaka should see that the material world is a place which is temporary and all things will come to pass. Nothing can exist here permanently. That is a curse of this material world, as Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. This material world is a condemned world in which everything and everyone is meant to be destroyed by the powerful force of time, which is Krishna himself. Vrityu sarva harashcham, he says. Or he says, kalasmyam, lokachaya. Lokachaya means everybody in this world will be destroyed. Lokachaya pravrutu. So, anybody who is vigilant enough or conscious enough to see the Supreme God Krishna existing in the material world as time factor, they can take shelter of Krishna very firmly. Because there are two shelters. One is be forgetful of time and take shelter of Maya, and be slapped and battered and pounded and punched and finished by the devouring mouth of Kalasarva. One can see the beautiful face of Krishna who is playing on his flute, standing in Vrindavan at the Vamshiva's feet, with Yamuna flowing behind, surrounded by all his devotees, and the time will come to stop. Time will not pass anymore for such a devotee. It is said when a devotee merges his consciousness in this thought of Krishna, he doesn't even know when he dies. He doesn't even know when he gets liberated. Actually, the time doesn't flow for him. Time stops to exist. And such experience can be obtained by one chance of holy name. And one chance of holy name, in the material world with all its dangerous elements, like the three modes of material nature, or the temporary nature, Ashashvat nature, those things go to the background. And Krishna comes to the forefront. And that is why Yajendra was saying like this. And then he says, Bhitam Prapanna. Bhitam means, one should first of all develop fear for time. If somebody says, Guruji, I am not feeling any fear for time, that means it's a sign of ignorance. It's a sign of illusion. One is so illusioned that one does, it's like an ostrich who is putting his head into a ground, in a hole in the ground, and is saying, where is the tiger? I don't see it. I close my eyes. Tiger doesn't. Actually, one has to become conscious and that our bodies are changing and their lives are, and every, like a child, 5-year-old child, passed away. Somebody was telling yesterday. We are still surviving beyond 40. So we should know that people younger than us are passed away already, which is a proof that we may also pass any time. There is no assurance of time to be aware. So when we talk about this philosophy, one thinks in my day, who cares, will get a slap. Maya will give a slap on all of them. And he writes in the 11th canto, Maya will smash and drag a person out of his sense education program at the least expected time, he says. So, Bhitam Prapanna, the genuine sadhaka should feel fear. And out of fear, one should go to the Supreme God. Prapanna means the shelter of the Supreme God. Bhitam Prapannam Paripati Yadubhayat. Paripati means Lord will show his protective mudra with his hand. Lord will protect. My dear child, do not fear. I am that will you. And that's what he did with Yajendra also. And that is a sign of true intelligence. Otherwise, people think they are so fearless that they don't fear death also. Suddenly, if a thief shows a knife, they will get frightened. And then he says, Mrityu Pradhava Charanam Taminehi. Because the Mrityu Pradhava, Dhavati means to run. Pradhava Dhavati means Prakrishta Rupena Dhavati, which means full force. It's running behind everything. And this was seen by Pingala also. Pingala, when she got attachment, she saw the whole globe. And near the globe, she saw a huge black serpent. Either above the globe. That sight came in her mind. And immediately she became detached from the material world. And our mind thought about Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the whole central meditation program came to a halt. And it became zero, nullified completely. Because nobody, like, can imagine you are sitting and watching a TV, nice program is going on, you are like, oh, this guy, and a black elephant is sitting next to you. Can anybody, it is about to give a sting now. Can anybody enjoy TV? So our subtle body is like TV. And the black elephant is time. And it is showing the perfect time. It's going to be a mutual wow, wonderful thing. And switch off the TV and run away. Or the TV is on or off, you run away. That's why he said, Bhitam Prapannam. My dear Lord, I am extremely fearful of this material situation, which is constantly changing, bringing forth so many uncertainties which nobody can predict. I simply call it every morning. I think of it when I get up on the bed. Oh, you have given me one more day to perfect my life. Let me chant the holy names of Krishna very nicely today. Till yesterday, my hand was not so good. I tried to chant my holy names. Krishna will be very attentive to today. And with this consciousness, we should begin chanting. Harinam Prabhu Ki Jai.